in the limelight.
New research suggests coronavirus could have been in Italy in October 2019, but is not conclusive. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Donato Paolo Mancini, reporter. This article is published under the heading Italian Blood Samples Revive Debate Over First Signs of COVID in Europe. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. Renewed tests of blood samples collected in Italy as early as October 2019 have revived a debate over whether coronavirus was circulating in Europe before Chinese authorities confirmed the first case in Wuhan. Scientists from Milan's Istituto Nazionale Tumori, a cancer research center, wrote in a new paper published recently that retesting of a small number of pre-pandemic blood samples by two labs had indicated the presence of antibodies normally observed after coronavirus infections. The result of this retesting suggests that what we previously reported in asymptomatic patients is a plausible signal of early circulation of the virus in Italy, Giovanni Apollone, one of the researchers, told the Financial Times. He said, "If this is confirmed, this could explain the explosion of symptomatic cases observed in Italy. SARS-CoV-2 or an earlier version circulated silently under the surface." The Italian researchers originally screened 959 individuals for lung cancer before the pandemic. Last year, they tested the samples again, looking for coronavirus-linked antibodies and said they had found traces of infection. At the request of the World Health Organization, those samples were retested by the Vis Medeiros lab in Siena, Italy, and a WHO-affiliated facility at Erasmus University in the Netherlands. Marion Koopmans, head of virology at Erasmus, said the new results were interesting. However, she cautioned that while there was some evidence of antibodies, none of the samples provided conclusive proof of prior infection with COVID-19, based on the university's strict criteria. "We use a rather stringent threshold and cannot rule out that some of the observed reactivity is real," she says. "However, for confirmation of earlier circulation, we would recommend studies of patients with unexplained illness for virological confirmation." The labs retested 29 of the original Italian samples, some positive and some negative, along with 29 control cases from 2018. From these tests, three samples were found by both Erasmus and Vis Medeiros to be positive for a type of coronavirus-linked antibody, IgM, that typically indicates recent infection. The earliest was collected on October 10, 2019. One of the samples from February 5, 2020 was also positive for so-called neutralizing antibodies. However, none of the samples contained high enough levels of each of the three types of antibodies that Erasmus requires to be considered proof of infection. IgM neutralizing antibodies and a third antibody known as IgG, and in another nine samples that Vis Medeiros said were positive for infection. Levels of IgM antibodies were below the cutoff points set by Erasmus. Gabriella Zossi, one of the Italian researchers, said. Zossi argued that in the pre-pandemic period, the virus may have been less aggressive or contagious, which made it necessary to use highly sensitive tests despite the risk of finding false positive cases. Koopman said Erasmus University's stringent criteria were necessary to conclusively state whether the pandemic started earlier than currently thought. That does not mean it is impossible, she said, just that you would like to see other pieces of evidence. The Italian paper, which has not been peer-reviewed, did not address the question of where the novel coronavirus originated, but the findings are likely to stoke the debate over whether COVID-19 was circulating in Italy or elsewhere before the first confirmed case in Wuhan in December 2019. Other studies have placed the first cases in Europe as early as November 2019, including one in Milan. The WHO said it was not part of the lab analysis and that the results highlighted the challenge of conducting antibody tests on samples from 2019. It said it was grateful to scientists trying to advance the understanding of the origins of COVID-19.